Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty temperatures at 82 degrees as the fair gets underway.
We're expecting a high near 85. Mostly sunny skies, a bit on the humid side, though.
A Sheboygan man has died following a motorcycle accident southeast of Glen Beulah yesterday afternoon. Authorities said 26-year-old Patrick Lupke was airlifted from the scene, died later at Theda Clark Hospital. A witness had called 911 about 4 yesterday afternoon, reporting a high-speed motorcycle crash. Lipke was not wearing a helmet.
A freak accident on a farm near Cascade has claimed the life of the farmer. Authorities said 60-year-old Douglas Orzechowski had dug a hole in the floor of his barn to work on a water pipe when he fell headfirst into it and could not get out. The coroner's office said Orzechowski died of asphyxiation.
Two people are dead following a standoff with police yesterday afternoon along Highway 41 near Oshkosh. Winnebago County Sheriff's Department Captain Mark Hobbick said the incident started after a man and woman held up a bar in Nina late in the afternoon yesterday.
The suspect vehicle was stopped on Highway 41, at which time officers tried to make contact with the individuals in the vehicle and come to a peaceful resolution.
Shortly after 6:30 last night, deputies heard gunshots from inside that car, found both suspects dead. Authorities shut down the highway in both directions for more than 2 hours, while the southbound lanes were closed for nearly 5 hours.
Top administration officials are preparing to brief members of Congress about plans for a possible missile strike on Syria. The briefing is expected to include Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, National Security Advisor Susan Rice, and James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence. President Obama is weighing U.S. military options over Syria's alleged use of chemical weapons.
Fast food workers in Wisconsin walking off the job to demand higher wages. Hundreds of low-wage workers in at least 3 Wisconsin cities joined the national effort calling for higher wages, saying it reduces income inequality, stimulates the economy, and offers a better future for their families. Mike Wilder is Community Coalition Coordinator for Wisconsin Jobs Now.
We have people who are working full-time, and in some cases working more than full-time, they're working overtime, and they still are struggling to make the ends meet, to pay the bills, to put food on the table. They have to seek government assistance, which is funded by the taxpayers.
Workers at various fast food and retail stores fighting for $15 an hour and the right to form a union without retaliation of unfair labor practices. Minimum wage in Wisconsin, $7.25 an hour. Opponents to increasing wages worry employers will have to reduce the number of jobs.
Sheboygan Alderman last night received a detailed report on the city's ambulance service, which was taken over by the fire department 5 years ago. And again, the discussion came down to staying in the ambulance business. Committee of the Whole Chairman Jim Boren began by expressing concern about the collection of fees not living up to projections.
Is this a business that we can continue to want to be in?
Point of order, Mr. Chair. This conversation is about the contract and renewing it, not whether we should be in the ambulance business or not in the ambulance business.
Boren told us later that the way things stand, the fire department needs the revenue it gets from the ambulance service, but...
A whole nother topic is, do we want to keep the fire department at its current manpower levels and the number of stations? But that's a discussion for another day. But under the current manpower setup they have with the number of stations, I think it's necessary to stay in the ambulance business.
Fire Chief Jeff Herman said the service brought in $620,000 in revenue in 2012 and is on pace to bring in $775,000 this year. He said ambulance rates have not increased since the city took over.
Well, a long-anticipated 110th anniversary celebration for Harley-Davidson officially begins today. First scheduled event, a welcome home for riders, Milwaukeeans being encouraged to make signs and banners to wave from highway overpasses to greet the bikers. Eric Bilstead caught up with a couple of them yesterday.
I'm here by the 110th anniversary.
These Harley riders came from...
Hallo alle deutschsprechenden Harley Rider.
Well, you guessed it, Germany.
Welcome to Milwaukee.
Thank you.
What is the plan hold for the weekend?
The plan? Party.
I caught up with them right after they got off the Lake Express Ferry, the final leg of their trip.
Now we will pick up our tickets in the summer ground field. And in the evening here with our friends from Milwaukee Northwest Chapter, big chapter party with a lot of chapters around the world.
How do you say Harley-Davidson in Germany?
Harley-Davidson.
That's Eric Bilstead reporting.
Well, the Sheboygan County Fair gets underway today. The five-day event will have several new attractions this year. We got some of the descriptions of those courtesy of this year's Fairest of the Fair, Jennifer Cuffell, when she appeared on Sheboygan's Morning News Monday. One of those new attractions will be a light show that will follow the grandstand entertainment every night of the fair.
So there'll be lights dancing to music, free, open to anyone, welcome to come.
Also new to the grandstand entertainment is an event billed as Eve of Destruction that's taking place Saturday evening. A couple described one of the aspects of this event called trailer trash.
And what they do is they hook up a trailer and they'll spin it around the racetracks and people will just smash into it.
Oh, really?
So if you're looking for a good laugh and entertaining fun, this is definitely something you'll have to check out.
Also new this year will be a fireworks show Sunday night before the light show. And coming up in just about 2 hours will be a cream puff eating contest, a little less than 2 hours from now.
About 1:30, celebrity cream puff eating contest, and you're in it, so are you ready to go?
I'm hungry. I'll leave it at that.
Bring home the gold. How about the forecast?
Bit humid out there, but mostly sunny skies and a high near 85. Looks like our next chance of rain could be coming tomorrow.
Currently, we are at 83 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.